In the lunchtime edition, Prime Minister Morty appeals to the nation to fully comply as the two-week national pause commences tomorrow. Barbados to get a first batch of 50,000 vaccines for frontline workers. Government gets more than 7,000 applications for subsidies for those from those affected by the lockdown. The KFL campus assures the public of the confidentiality of the data collected during the Seek and Save community survey. And a body is recovered, believed to be that of one of two people who drowned in rough seas on Sunday. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
Ahead of tomorrow's start of the two-week national pause, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty has issued an appeal to the nation to comply with the measures aimed at halting the spread of COVID-19 in Barbados.
And I want to remind Barbadians that this thing is not playing, this thing is real. And to that extent, I am asking each and every one of us to join the effort in being able to encourage persons in our communities, in our households.
Ms. Morty noted that several individuals and businesses have asked for exemptions, but stressed this is not possible given the current state of the pandemic in Barbados. Prime Minister Morty also admitted to problems in getting test results over the last few days.
And it's largely because the automatic extractor, the reagents for the automatic extraction of the RNA from the samples is not available. We would have received some from Guyana, and we thank the government of Guyana for that, as I indicated. We have been in negotiations through all of our embassies, plus all of us, literally, as I've told you, from as far back as last year, with the PPE and with the ventilators. Now it is with the reagents and the vaccines.
And Prime Minister Morty announced that Barbados will receive a batch of 50,000 vaccines shortly, with priority given to frontline workers such as medical personnel, security forces, including the police, and even hotel and supermarket employees, along with the vulnerable, such as the elderly.
We have had commitments from the Government of India, and we expect to receive very shortly the first supply of 50,000 for 50,000 persons, which would be 100,000 vaccines, and we hope to be able to start the deployment of that in the very near future.
Meantime, speaking in the House of Assembly, the Minister of Small Business and Entrepreneurship, Kerry Simmons, disclosed that so far, more than 7,000 people have applied for the subsidies being provided to vendors, shops, and other individuals and businesses affected by the two-week lockdown.
But what we are trying to do, ma'am, is to respond to what is at present before us, in the form of 4,869 processed and filtered applications, audited, if you will, and, ma'am, the additional 2,958, which are still online, still being worked on as recently as last night when I last had my conversation with the Minister of Finance, so that he would be in a position to know that 7,827 plus are going to be before the Ministry of Finance for assistance.
The University of the West Indies KFL campus is assuring the public of the confidentiality of the data collected as 350 of their students and other volunteers hit the road tomorrow as part of a government-initiated COVID-19 and dengue Seek and Save community survey. Professor Winston Moore, the deputy principal of the KFL campus, is chairman of the Community Evaluation and Testing Project, which seeks to assess the level of community spread and identify cases early so those affected can be treated before their cases reach the advanced stage.
What we're trying to do is to engage in an urgent public health intervention that assists the country and many of our vulnerable communities and households. And I want the general public to see this as an urgent public health intervention. As you know, COVID-19 has been declared community spread. So this allows us to address the issues by collecting information on households around Barbados. We are going to be using around a total of 360 students from the University of West Indies who have been trained to collect the data across communities in Barbados.
He explained the data collection process.
They will have a special government-issued identification card, and they have been trained. They have been informed that they should not enter any individual's premise. The interview would only take 7 minutes, and during that period of time, we will ask one member of the household who can speak about the household, and we'll be ensuring that all physical distancing, all safety protocols will be in place. We know that the data that is being collected is very private and very sensitive. So the data collectors will be armed with a smartphone, and the data that they're collecting will be uploaded immediately to a central database. The data collectors themselves will not be able to store the information or access the information. Only specially trained individuals who have been given permission to analyze the data will be assessing the data.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
The Barbados Transport Authority is calling on all public service operators to ensure they strictly comply with all the health measures put in place during the lockdown period. The authority's director, Ruth Holder, stresses the importance of sanitizing the vehicles and of commuters also observing the protocols.
To the operators, I want them to ensure that they sanitize, continue to sanitize, not only for their own health and safety, but for that of the commuters as well. For the commuters, it's also their responsibility to make sure that they sanitize themselves, make sure they wash their hands, make sure they wear their mask for the entire length of the journey. And our terminals will be open from 5:30 until 6 to ensure that those who have to get to work in time for 6 or 6:30 that they can get to work, you know, concerning the curfew hours, and that those who finish work at 3 can get home in time for 6 and the vehicle's going to be off the road by 7.
A body believed to be that of one of two people who drowned in rough seas on Sunday has been recovered. The police say that at about 7:30 this morning, they got a report of a body floating in the sea in the area of the Cliff Restaurant near Paynes Bay Beach, St. James. Later in the morning, the body was recovered half a kilometer from the area where the Cliff Restaurant is located. The body was taken to the shallow draft in Bridgetown, and a process of investigation and forensic examination is underway to establish the identity formally. Since Sunday afternoon, the Coast Guard had been searching for 19-year-old Jerome Edwards of Gay St. Peter, who was last seen being dragged under by a large wave in choppy waters at Spicetown St. Peter, and a 61-year-old British visitor, Mark Smith, who also disappeared in similar circumstances near the beach house at Sunset Crest St. James. Caribbean Airlines says that with immediate effect, anyone wanting to leave Trinidad and Tobago on one of its flights will need an exemption from the Ministry of National Security. The airline said in a statement that all departing passengers must adhere to a new online exemption process implemented under the country's COVID-19 measures. And a massive winter storm has pummeled the U.S. East Coast, grounding flights, shuttering vaccination sites, and bringing New York to a standstill. Our top story. Prime Minister Morsi appeals to the nation to fully comply as the two-week national pause commences tomorrow. Barbados to get a first batch of 50,000 vaccines for frontline workers. Government gets more than 7,000 applications for subsidies from those affected by the lockdown. The KFL campus assures the public of the confidentiality of the data collected during the SEEK and Save Community Survey, a body recovered believed to be that of one of two people who drowned in rough seas on Sunday. And anyone seeking to leave Trinidad on Caribbean Airlines now needs permission from the government. In the lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM group, I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.